Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President, Business Development at the RAB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest series comes to you from the 2024 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference in Orlando, Florida, where we consumed 4 full days of content from marketing and brand stewards from leading brands. The conference theme was setting the agenda for growth, and we heard a lot about creating unparalleled consumer engagement with help from advanced technology like AI. We also heard a lot about the importance of creativity, and there was a laser focus on what matters most to consumers and never, ever losing sight of humanity as tech continues to expand. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees and speakers about their business, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. EKCS is a company that works solely with brands that have in-house agencies, which, as you will hear, is a major trend for the marketing industry, especially when it comes to creative. I had the pleasure to sit down with Robert Barkley, CEO for EKCS, to get a better understanding for what they do, how they do it, and how we as an industry might support their efforts. So, Robert, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's an absolute thrill and a pleasure.
I'm so excited to be here in Orlando. I'm so excited to be in the sunny warmth of Orlando.
I know.
Where did you come from today?
Well, it's interesting. There's a big comparison. I went out for a walk yesterday and I saw a big sign saying, basically, beware of the alligators. I come from the middle of England and we don't have alligators. In fact, we don't have anything more malign than a dormouse. So I do feel a little bit of fish out of water here.
Or an alligator out of water. Yeah. Did you see an alligator?
I don't think so. I was on a run, and I do run very fast when I hear there are alligators around, so I wasn't really looking.
Okay, so I've been coming here for probably my 20th ANA Masters of Marketing here at the
Good
Rose and
heavens.
Shingle.
And you started as a girl then, obviously.
I started as a baby,
in
the womb. I go on walks during the breaks and never once have I seen an alligator.
How disappointing.
And never once have I even noticed the sign.
Well, the sign actually says, do not entice the wildlife.
Okay.
Which I can't imagine who in their right mind would entice an alligator.
Well, but, you can take those cookies out to them.
That's true.
Anyway, so Robert, thank you for chatting with
My
us
pleasure.
Today. Tell us a little bit about EKCS, who you are, what you do.
Well, we work specifically with brands who have in-house agencies. You're probably aware there is a tremendous move away from the traditional brand and external agency relationship, especially when it comes to creative. And we have been working and supporting this world of in-house agencies now for about getting on for 10 years. And our job is to help them focus on what they do well, which is come up with great creative ideas, be very quick with their social media content, and we take those ideas and we transform them into assets that can be pushed through any channel.
That's fantastic. So are you working across all media, or is it being dictated to you from the client? We need creative for social media, we need creative for television, for radio, for audio.
Yeah, by and large, they'll come up with the creative idea and essentially a media list, and it's our job. And that media list will cover all media. Which will include radio, and it's our job to take those assets, take the master content, and create multiple assets from it, which include audio assets as well.
That's fantastic. So are you able to share who some of your clients are?
We work for, quite a wide range, really. Brands such as Starbucks and Sam's Club. We work for broadcasters like Scripps and Tegna. We work for local media. It's across the board, not only here in the United States, in Canada, and in the United Kingdom as well.
That's fabulous. And do you have teams of people that work for you to create, to become the in-house marketer? Or do you have freelancers that you work with?
We have a resource of about 620 people who are production experts one way or another. They have particular specialty. So if we're working for Foxtel in Australia, for example, which does include audio, includes broadcast quality video, we have specialists who are dedicated to that client. But a lot of the work we do, it comes and it goes, and so therefore we'll apply the talent, the skills that's needed, you know, for the moment.
Fantastic, because, you know, and you've carved out quite the niche, because, you know, the trend is headed towards in-house agencies. So
absolutely.
Yeah. I would imagine your work is in very high demand.
It is in high demand, but you know, it's sometimes things just come around. You know, my very, very first job was as an intern in a local radio station. And it was something I had an absolute passion for. I used to hide under the bedclothes and listen. I remember listening to when the station launched, they had a party on air, and I listened to that with fascination. And when I did get to intern for it, what I found was that they were essentially acting as an agency for their clients.
Yeah.
So I was back then working effectively for an in-house agency for a radio station, writing scripts, actually giving voiceovers, not voice, what would you call it in radio? I can't
it's
even remember
voiceovers.
Now. Yeah, voiceovers.
Yeah.
And being out there and promoting the radio station as an advertising platform of choice for local traders.
That is just fantastic.
Goes around.
Stations are still writing scripts and producing spots for their local clients, as well as some of the national and regional ones as well.
Well, so, I guess they also have websites as well, and they're actually doing advertising on the websites too to support the websites on air. The ads on air as well, right? Mm-hmm. So it's multiple media and plus social media, plus events, of course. So again, they're working in multiple media, even though you traditionally think of them as radio, I suppose.
Exactly. So the theme of the conference, the ANA Masters Conference, is setting the agenda for growth. And we're going to hear a lot, I would imagine, about MarTech and AI specifically to enhance, you know, what we're doing, the intelligence and the outputs and all of that kind of stuff. So while brands continue to navigate everything that we're all navigating, whether it be inflationary pressures, budget cuts, you know, all of the supply chain issues which still exist today, and then all of this tech stuff going on, how are you helping your clients break through that noise, and what are you sharing with them so that they don't actually take their eye off that humanity piece of it? As they're marketing to consumers.
At the end of the day, I think if you're talking about radio stations, they do two things really, really well. They know their audience, and they know how to produce content that attracts and retains that audience. And between those two things come things like, and they know how to sell advertising, I'm sorry, also to the, to you know, the local businesses very often. The stuff that gets in between is the stuff that jams it up, especially when they have to do more, very often for less.
Yep.
And when I say more, it's across more channels, as we were just saying. So the question is, how can we use the tools available today to enable them to do more for less, to produce multiple assets from single sources, and really sweat those assets to ensure that, for in case of the advertisers, they're getting the best response they possibly can, which leads to better footfall and a positive relationship with the radio station itself as well.
Yeah. But when it comes to actually creating whatever, in any media, in any form, do you find that your clients are, because of technology and because of everything that they're facing right now, because there's so much clutter in the marketplace, do you feel like they are on the right path directionally from a creative perspective? And if not, like, how do you guide them? Like, how do you guide them to say, no, you really have to remember... I'm writing a piece right now on the importance of human connections, you know, given the whole high-tech world that we're living. And, you know, and I heard a stat that they're presenting in one of the breakout sessions right now that 40% of consumers feel ignored by brands today. So how are you working with some of your clients to make sure they're not one of the brands that's being ignored?
And when you're talking about brands, you're talking about national advertisers, or you're talking about local advertisers?
Anybody.
See, I think the opportunity in this context, particularly when we're working with regional broadcasters and local media, is for them to be able to use this technology to raise their game with regards to having a conversation with, you know, between the brands and the consumer. You can do more for less with things like AI, as long as there are humans in the loop.
Yeah.
And the humans can be at the outset, the humans can be at the finishing off process, but you can use the AI in order to create options and openings, really, to have that conversation. You can use AI to help fine-tune a campaign, if it's more than just running a few ads. It's actually part of a campaign. You know, all media now have many channels they operate in, and that means that you need to create assets for all of those. If you can make those assets and they're more relevant for each of those, I think you have a much better service given to the long tail of advertisers you would have otherwise had. That should in turn enable you to focus the white glove treatment on the high revenue advertisers so that they get actually a much better service as well. So all in all, I do think it's about doing more for less, and that means bringing more human attention, using the technology to bring more human attention for creative and for strategy, and let the production and all the mechanical stuff, you know, be absorbed by automation or offshoring or however you want to do it.
Okay, so I'm going completely off script now because I would very much like your opinion on this. So we talked about how important creative is and quality creative and creating for the medium of audio or radio, because it's different. It's creating for audio or radio is different than it is creating for a visual medium. If you had to share three creative tips, three creative best practices for creating quality audio/radio creative, what would they be?
Honestly, I don't think that I would presume to talk specifically about the challenges of audio, but there's no secret.
Creative for a brand. So let's say you're creating... You've been asked by one of your clients to create a spot that's going to run inside podcasts or on radio stations or what have you. When you sit down, pen to paper, what are the tips that you could provide our listening audience to create award-winning and successful, effective radio commercials?
I'm trying to think how I would answer that, because we generally work with other people's creative. So what I can talk about is what I see in our partners who do that top level creative that we then take and adapt.
Yeah.
And I think what I see amongst those creative people is the standard qualities you'll see and you hear about and you can read, the ability to research the topic, research the client. So if you're talking about a third party advertiser, not your company, you're not an in-house agency, you want to know the customers, you want to know the markets, and you want to be curious and know about that. You want to be able to understand the challenge, the brief, what is it you're trying to achieve, and then you want to not think about it at all so that your brain can cogitate while you watch Netflix, while you go out, while you live your life, and have that soup happen in your head. I mean, these are standard kind of creative approaches, and I don't think they're any different here. The more experience you have, of course, with any medium, the more you're going to know how to leverage it.
Yeah.
But that comes with curiosity too, by listening, seeing what other people are doing, combining it with your research and your own creative powers. Beyond that, I can't really say too much.
No, but that's a great answer. It's a really, really important, and it's a really, really great answer. So what's your sales pitch to when you go out and pitch a new client? You're here at the ANA. You may meet a lot of marketers that have in-house agencies. What's your sales pitch?
Well, I tend not to use a sales pitch so much as try and understand what the in-house creative team want to be famous for. What is it they're trying to achieve? And that varies. I often feel that... you know, in-house agencies are kind of like families. When you encounter them, they are all entirely different, although superficially they all look the same. You know, I've got kids growing up, they're starting to go to their friends' houses, and they're finding that our environment is weird. Well, no, their environment is weird. Everyone's weird in their own way, right?
Exactly.
So it's really, they all are different in terms of what they want to be famous for. And once you understand that, you'll understand that they have challenges in getting to that. They want to be more strategic within the brand. They want to be more creative very often. They want to be able to outdo the agency of record. If they want to do those things, they don't want to be weighed down by a bunch of other stuff. And the opportunity for them is to frankly outsource that to people who do that other stuff really well. It's not necessarily proprietary or material to the job in hand, but it is necessary in order to close the gap between the creative idea and the execution of that idea. So that's really the opportunity we present to brands with in-house agencies, closing that gap. We can take that on. We are experts. We can automate. We can use individuals to do it, skilled people to do it, and allow them to really focus on what it is that they want to do best.
Fantastic. So you have a tremendous amount of experience, starting when you were an intern at a radio station.
I love radio.
We've got this campaign, and we ask these two final questions of everybody that we sit and we talk to. So you can approach the answer to this from your own personal experience, going back to when you interned at you know, your very first job, right?
Chilton Radio, by the way, yeah.
Or from your experience and working with the clients in-house that you're working with today.
Yeah.
All right, so what I'd like you to do is repeat this after I say it and answer the question.
Okay.
So radio matters because...
Radio matters because it's the only medium that is authentically live that you can take with you in every part of your life and every part through your life as well.
Great answer. All right, the second one, radio works because.
Radio works because the relationship that a listener has with a radio station is absolutely unlike the one you have with any other medium. It's more woven with your day-to-day, whether you're driving, whether you're about the house, whether you're with your kids, whether you're out, than any other medium. So there's an emotional bond there that I think other media couldn't hope to achieve.
Isn't it wonderful to have an agency provider echo what we all know? That radio knows their audience. And radio knows how to produce content that attracts and retains the audience. Robert's advice for creating and executing powerful creative is an important reminder to all of us. You want to know the customers, know the markets, and you must be curious. Challenge the brief and then step away and let the creativity flow.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com. Or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.